Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Is the song you know? I'm blue, I've been deep, I've been dying. But if that's the song, what is the story? We have, in the history of That's the Sound, What's the Story, I don't think we've ever had a more appropriate song.
Because the man in England was rushed to hospital, woke up, saw his skin had turned blue. He says, I better go into A&E. I'm also actually feeling really tired. And within minutes, they'd given him a bed. They were very efficient. He was put on oxygen.
Correctly, because if you woke up and you were blue, you think, oh my God, I'm losing oxygen, I'm dying. Get to the hospital immediately.
Yeah, you're not thinking you're going to put a song together about it like Eiffel 65. You're thinking no medical attention is needed. Then though, someone comes at this man who goes by the name of Tommy Lynch. They come at him with a wipe. And once he's wiped, the blue comes off his skin.
A miracle.
What is the culprit, you ask? Well, he bought new navy sheets. He hadn't washed them before he went to sleep on them for 2 nights. And the dye from the sheets was turning his skin blue. Good
excellent.
Man, Tommy.
Excellent. It's so good. It's good even hearing it. It can be even slightly enhanced by the photos that he himself posted. He wouldn't be a full-time vlogger or influencer, but he took a picture of him with the oxygen mask on. Then he took a picture of his two hands side by side. One normal colour, the other one very, very blue. You wouldn't think it was a dye out of sheets. You would actually think, Jesus, this man is losing his right arm right here. And then the wiped.
Do you wash things like bed clothes or even just regular clothes that you buy before you use them?
Oh, never.
See, neither do I. And I feel it comes up every so often like, oh, if you're being truly hygienic and clean, you must throw clothes and bed sheets and things like that that you buy into the wash before you wear them. I would never have. Now, after seeing this poor incident involving Tommy, I'm like, oh, maybe we should.
I'd never think to wash a t-shirt or a pair of jeans or even a pair of boxer socks. No, it's straight on to me. Maybe you're different. 087-1-102-107. Maybe your man that went blue isn't as uncommon as we think. Hi, Claire. This happened to me the day before my sister's wedding. It was a black t-shirt.
No. Were you just there going like, what is all this? Did you know it was dye straight away? Was the t-shirt to blame? Had you already done your tan? Because, oh my God, if you'd gone for the spray tan and then the black t-shirt was rubbing off on you.
How are you, Claire?
Stressed.
God, you're very tanned. You're almost problematically tanned. There are people who have been cancelled for that tan.
She confirms, I'd gotten the spray tan. It was ruined when I had to scrub it off. Oh, Claire, I feel your pain.
The good people listening are trying to change our ways from never washing bed sheets or clothes before we put them on. Jessica from Tullamore. I would have always washed towels and bedding before using them. I used to work in a well-known clothes shop and I can tell you, anything that you buy that's folded on a table, please, for the love of God, wash it. The dust on those tables, and they're never wiped down. Think of all the people that goes in, maybe tries on a pair of jeans. You don't know what they have.
You're so right, and yet I am the lazy as sin person who'd rather take the risk and just throw the mangy clothes on me for the night out.
Jessica making a differentiation. Clothes that are hung up are fine, but the clothes that are folded can be disgusting.
Disgusting.
We think we're clean people until convenience beats cleanness and we're like, it'll be grand.
Hey! Hi. Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.